Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We say أهلاً وسهلاً بكم to all our viewers of Madani channel. مرحبا مرحبا. It is the early parts of the morning. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Jiha, we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. It's a beautiful morning, dear viewers. We commenced, of course, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we recite durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, I am in the company of our esteemed, respected and honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir, Qadiri Mu'ini At-Tari, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And together with Mu'asab, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to cover a very important discussion and topic this morning, dear viewers. Actually, our discussion and topic for this morning is in line with a fragrant and beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. مَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعُهُ اللَّهِ. Humble yourself and Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate you. Subhanallah. This is the discussion, dear viewers. We want the viewers of Madani channel to be with us. And how should one humble himself? What is the definition of humbling oneself? And in return of that, how does Allah Azza wa Jalla grant a person a lofty station and grant him an elevated station because of him humbling himself? What are the benefits and what are the disadvantages of not humbling oneself is what we are going to cover in today's program, dear viewers. Kindly stay locked and tuned with us until the end of today's program. What's up? Alhamdulillah, we did mention that our discussion for today is in line with this famous hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. مَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعُهُ اللَّهِ. If a person will humble himself, Allah Azza wa Jalla will elevate that person, Mu'asab. That person will be elevated. Now, in the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emphasized over and again, Mu'asab, another hadith, a fragrant hadith. Inna Allah awha ilayya an tawadhu hatta la yafkhara ahadun ala ahadin. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed to me that you people should adopt humility. Allahu Akbar. Adopt humility to the extent that no one should have pride towards another. حَتَّى لَا يَفْخَرَ أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. So to what level and to what extent should one adopt humility and humbleness to the extent that no one should have pride towards another person? This hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim. Wasab. Of course, in the commentary of this beautiful hadith, to make it easier for us, our great akabirin, and specifically Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who was a great commentator of the Holy Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, in the light of that hadith, he says, adopt humility and humbleness so that no Muslim will show arrogance and pride to another Muslim in terms of what, Masab? In terms of wealth, in terms of lineage, in terms of family and honor, Allahu Akbar, or in terms of honor, Masab, or power. Because these are those components due to which people adopt pride and arrogance, Mu'asab. Just as shaitan, as we discussed the other day, the first person to bring about arrogance or to express arrogance and pride was Iblis and shaitan. Due to which he was, of course, removed and kicked out of the kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he was sent to this planet, Mu'asab. Yeah. However, it is stated in Mirkat, showing pride and cruelty and unfairness to anyone results from arrogance itself, Mu'asab. Arrogance is actually the root cause of all these other problems. An arrogant person considers himself to be superior than everybody else, and everybody else is inferior, Mu'asab. So he feels that everybody else is under him and he's superior and has an upper hand. So Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala just explained what are the causes or what can be the implications of having arrogance and pride, right? So this is the opposite masab. Here the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the one who humbled himself, Allah will elevate him, right? Yeah. And then another hadith in Sahih Muslim that do humble yourself. To what extent? The beloved Nabi says, to such an extent that you have no arrogance and no pride left within you. Now, Masab, when this is so important for us not to have pride, can Masab please define humbling oneself? What is to humble yourself, Masab? Can you please explain this better? Because if this is so important from the hadith of the beloved Nabi, which reflects and shows us that we should have 0% of pride. Now, to have 0% of pride means we need to adopt humility and humbleness. So how does one, or what is the definition of humbleness itself, Masab?
Alhamdulillah, Masab, it is mentioned in the definition of humbleness and humility is that to view other people's status and to keep their status before us and to lower ourselves.
Sure.
And to consider ourselves as worthless and as inferior. If we show that, inshallah, that hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inshallah, will be applicable to us.
Then Allah
Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will, inshallah, elevate our ranks in His court. Because elevating our ranks in this dunya is of no use.
Allahu Akbar.
Because people buy expensive buildings, you know, to show off. They buy expensive cars to show off. Some people buy, yes, they do buy for their comfort. That's separate. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But there are people, and we know them. It's nothing hidden. That they buy XYZ just so that they can show off their status in the society and they can look down on others, you know.
Actually, they say, Masab, when the bar is set too high, Masab, you know, the standards are set too high, then a person has to keep up to his standards. And to keep up to that standard, a person then does anything and everything possible. And this, of course, also adds in pride and arrogance, because through that people actually demonstrate their power as well. To attain and to gain what more they need to attain. However, Masab, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed life is an example to us. There are numerous examples in his blessed life. Can we also understand from his Mubarak sayings and Aqwal, Masab, as we of course have commenced with the two blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can Masab give us more ideas, because it is through his blessed Aqwal, through his blessed ahadith and words that give us examples. How should one humble himself, Masab?
Alhamdulillah, Masab, there are numerous ahadith where the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged us to adopt this beautiful quality of humbleness. And in one hadith, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are ways to humble ourselves in front of whom, you know, and he mentioned some categories of people.
Achcha.
Yes, and especially, you know, if we show humbleness to the rich nowadays, as it is seen, people, as soon as they know this person is rich, they go out of their way to humble themselves, whereas it is detrimental to our iman if we do that because of somebody, you know, has wealth. So as opposed to that, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in Mubarak Hadith that adopt humility and sit with the poor. He specified sit with the poor. Adopt the company of the poor, you will be elevated in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Your greatness,
your status will become greater in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and you will come out of arrogance.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Masab, this is such a beautiful and fragrant hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, encouraging us to sit with whom, Masab, once again?
To sit with the poor.
With the poor, Subhanallah. To sit with the poor, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, this is our Islam. Islam emphasizes, and through the blessed actions and sayings of the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we learn that we, irrespective of our status, irrespective of what we possess, we are told to sit with the poor. So we learn that, Masab, by not showing humbleness to the poor, by showing arrogance to them, by shouting them, by chasing them away, this is a minus point, Masab. This actually causes the barakah and the blessings to even leave, Masab.
Because we all are poor. We all are muhtaj and are dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how rich a person gets. Because Ahkamul Hakimin is that divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Who gives you a little bit, and then the person will start to boast and, you know, will start to say, oh, I have this and I have that and so on and so forth. This is actually a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are being tested in this Darul Amal, which is the dunya. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this much to test you what you do with it. There are hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that specifically states that we will be asked about the blessings that we have been bestowed upon by Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. So whatever blessing in terms of health, in terms of children, in terms of business, in terms of monetary gain, will be questioned about. And the more the person has, the harder will be their accountability. And the beloved Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although he was the leader of mankind, he was the master of mankind, he was the leader of all the prophets, and whenever he would say ana sayyidu wuldi adam wala fakhr, you know, and he would mention his attributes and his distinctive attributes and qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him, he would say, I am the first person for whom the doors of Jannah will be opened.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
There are numerous ahadith of this nature where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has stated his own excellence. And then at the end of every phrase, he added, wala fakhr. And there is no pride, there is no arrogance.
But look at it, Bawasab. Hawde Kawthar, which is the largest pond on the Day of Qiyamah, is granted to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, as you said, Bawasab, wala fakhr, I have no pride, Bawasab. And we receive the smallest of blessings in this world, due to which we pump up and we bloat with pride, Bawasab.
Definitely.
How dangerous. Masab, another beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, it is compulsory for you to adopt humility. And he says, the actual place of humility is the heart. Allahu Akbar. The actual place for humility indeed is the heart. And we just had a silsila and program on the heart itself. How important it is for you to protect the heart. Please, dear viewers, we have focused our attentions and all our attention, Masab, only on the health condition of the heart. But the heart also has a heart. Qalb ke paas bhi qalb hai, and the spirit of the heart is the spiritual aspect of the heart. If the condition of the spiritual state of the heart is dying, then there is no need for us to only focus on the physical and health aspect of the heart. That's always going to be, of course, how you keep it in terms of what you eat and what you drink and how you think and how you live your life on this earth. But dear viewers of Madini Channel, if this heart is manifested with pride and ego and with other different types of problems like malice and hatred and so on and so forth, those traits are related directly to the heart, Masab. And they sicken the heart, they worsen the heart, they harden the heart. The heart then takes no advice. Now this advice which we're giving are for the hearts which accept advice. The advice in the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is for those hearts which have decided to humble themselves. If the heart is going to be upright with pride and arrogance, then remember the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminded us those ayat and verses in the Holy Quran Pak over and again, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated that He has created you from one man and one woman and divided you into various tribes and nations. Why? So that we recognize each other. The languages are there for us to speak and utilize it to get our work done, not to have pride over it. Likewise, the caste is there to appreciate Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah created you in this. And then He says, لِتَعَارَفُ, it's only that you recognize each another, not to have pride and to boast upon what we have. Coming back to our discussion, dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, this is very, very important what we're learning today. And now we need to learn from the blessed life of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What better example can we learn, dear viewers? It is only in the blessed life of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. So we have a role model to follow. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, His blessed life is filled with numerous examples of sacrifices, and especially of how should one humble himself. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our master. He is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he sacrificed throughout his life. Now, Masab, can you share with us some points with relation to the blessed life of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
With regards to the blessed life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar, his life is filled with examples of humility and humbleness. Although he was the greatest of human beings that ever walked the earth, the greatest, subhanallah, al-insanul kamil,
subhanallah,
and kamil, akmal, whatever we may say, it is still low in comparison to the status of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him that loftiness, and despite all of that, Masab, it is natural if we show humbleness to our elders or people who are older in age, or even our own age, people of our own age. But the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his beauty of his character is that he would show humility even to the children, to the young children. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he walked past some children and he made salam to them. And then he said that I have seen the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do this.
Subhanallah.
He would pass by the children and make salam to them. And how, what we do? We don't even regard our elders. Allah. You know, we pick and choose who we make salam to, you know, and that person must be of high status, then we go and make salam. And the person who we are in comparison with, on parallel par with, then we pick and choose after that. And if there is somebody who's below us, we don't even consider that person worthy of our salam. Allahu Akbar. This is our state.
Astaghfirullah.
And the one who, alhamdulillah, who has taught us the message, afshu salam, spread the salam, his character was that he would make salam to the small children.
Hi. Dear viewers of Madini channel, how is this, dear viewers? Have you just heard now, subhanallah, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will actually show and demonstrate his humbleness before children, leave alone those who are, in terms of age, Mu'asab, even maybe elder than the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in terms of age, or even smaller, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would show his humble. Would humble himself. What do we even have to show off, dear viewers, besides power, besides wealth? What else do we have? If these two things are removed away from us, the entire bank balance comes to zero, what's left? What do we have, Mu'asab? Nothing is there with us. If Allah Azza wa Jalla just separates the soul from the body, and the moment these two things are separated, the soul and the body, what's left? Nothing. All those millions and billions that we have earned is of no use. It's all over. It's all over, dear viewers. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would visit the patient, the sick people. The sick people, subhanallah, because this also shows you have no pride when you visit the sick people. Because you have taken out time from your valuable, precious time. And you went to see someone who's sick, who needed your attention, who needed your presence, maybe your dua, and then attending the funeral, Mu'asab, subhanAllah. Yes, as you said, Mu'asab, the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to attend the funeral rites of a person. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, let's humble ourselves, inshallah, Zawajal, and let's, even Mu'asab, even when it comes to eating food, Hazrat, even the meals. Can Mu'asab give an example with food itself, Mu'asab? How can food actually humble a person? Is there anything in this? Because the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was invited for barley bread, Mu'asab. Just for this, Allahu Akbar. And he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wouldn't complain and say, ye khana itna sasta khana hai, or this food is such a cheap or such dry food. Yet, agar hum miladun nabi mein bhi jaate hain, agar kisi program mein bhi jaye, we are invited. Instead of appreciating what's there, Mu'asab, we are speaking about how hard the food was, how solid the potato was and how raw the meat was, for example, and the salt was less in the food. Lekin the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was invited for barley bread and even old curry. And guess what, dear viewers? The beloved Nabi accepts that invitation. Subhanallah. In fact, Mu'asab, sometimes it's even told in advance, we invite you for old barley bread. We invite you for old curry. Yani in this day and age, when people invite Mu'asab, they keep the food as a surprise at times, you know? Yeah. And here it's told what you are going to be eating. To your expectation, Mu'asab, when you go there and you don't find what you expected, the person can derive whatever he wants to derive from that. You know what? He'll speak ill or he'll speak good. But a person has an option to refuse from the very beginning and not partake in that which he doesn't like to eat, or which he doesn't eat because it's not in his nature to eat that. But no, yeah. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is invited by the host and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have just barley bread, an old stale curry. Gravy. Yeah. Would you accept the invitation? The hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the narrator says, immediately he will accept, Mu'asab. Immediately he will accept. And this would make the host so happy. Because he knows, I'm a gharib, I don't have anything. And the one who I'm giving the invitation, both of them are the king. Allahu Akbar. He is the owner of both the worlds. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made him responsible and given the keys to the treasures in his hands. But yet he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is so humble, dear viewers. Let's get together, subhanallah, and recite durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The poet says,
Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi kashafa duja bi jamalihi hasunat jamiyo
salihi sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi karu tere naam pe ja fida karu tere naam pe ja fida na bas ek ja do jahan fida do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara karo kya karo ro jahan nahi sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'asab, one example from the blessed life of how to treat slaves. Mu'asab,
subhanallah,
we don't have slaves in this day and age, maaf Musa, but yeah. Of course we have employees that work within us, under us, we have staff that work for us, we have people that we associate with and we work with, Musa, that could be under a person's supervision. So how should one treat those who work under them? And some examples from the life of the beloved Nabi, treating maybe other slaves or his own slaves that worked for him or that made his khidmat as well, Musa.
Alhamdulillah, Huzur Sayyidina Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was so much loved by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He became the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it so happened that when his parents came to take him, he refused the life of freedom over the life of slavery that he was the slave of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who would do that unless the treatment was so good? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated him like his own son. And then he would treat his son Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd with the same love and respect. And Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd, alhamdulillah, he was loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People thought that he is his own son to this extent. And nowadays we don't even treat our employees, who is not slave by the way, we don't even treat them with the dignity that the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was treated by.
And sometimes, Masab, those employees that you're talking about are treated like slaves, Masab.
Yes. So this is how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would treat his slaves, and they would choose the life of slavery as opposed to being free.
Subhanallah.
And this was shown and this was practiced by, alhamdulillah, the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they would feed their slaves the same that they would themselves eat. They wouldn't think, okay, he's my slave, so why should I feed him the same? It is, you know, it is beneath me to feed him the same thing. Like how people think nowadays, you know, if there is a maid at home or there is a servant at home, you know, they wouldn't give them the same food because they would consider it as their insult. You know, how come they, being below us, they can eat the same thing that we eat? Allah, this is our attitude. Alhamdulillah, this character has been manifested in the lives of Buzurgan-e-Din, alhamdulillah, such as the likes of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak radiyallahu ta'ala and Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And alhamdulillah, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat also would accept the invite, and he would go for even the invites where dal was served. You know, dal, sometimes some may assume as, you know, poor people's food, but he wouldn't refuse it. Acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he would be invited to for a meal, he would eat it, you know, with such enthusiasm, you know, and he would show interest. Like how when we eat the food, the way we eat the food, it can tell a lot. You know, seeing is believing, as we say. It can tell a lot whether you're enjoying the food or you don't like the food and you're just shoving it down your throat.
Right.
And he would eat it in such a manner that would show, yes, he's so interested in it and he's enjoying it, alhamdulillah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said about him, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never associated any defect with any food. Allah, never. So this is the character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, it is manifested in the lives of many akabirin. Alhamdulillah, even today, our Bapa Jan, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. He is the living example, Amil Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, of this humility and this togetherness and bringing everyone together, rich or poor, no problem. We are the same ummah, the part of one family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the leader of the ummah. Mu'asab, anything comes to your mind, inshallah, with regards to the character of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, inshallah, you
want to be part with us. Kya kehne, what can I even say, Mohsab? But, you know, just in light with what Mohsab just mentioned now about the pious predecessors, Mohsab, you know, our Akabirin, you spoke about Ghose Pak and other Awliya Allahs, Mohsab, and of course, Amir Usnad being our leader, subhanallah, what a rehnuma we have, what a leader we have. His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuh Mula Aliyah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep him salamat, Mu'asab. But we've seen this from his actions, you know, real lifetime examples. In South Africa, what really fascinated many people out there, they were just astounded to see that his status is before all the viewers of Madani Channel, Mu'asab, in terms of how Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him, you know, in so many different ways. But whilst eating food, Mu'asab, you know, whilst having a meal, and with people who are, you know, mashallah, prominent people from the area, they could be business people, they could be businessmen, after giving them respect and yani after showing them that, you know what, alhamdulillah, we're sitting together and we're having a meal, after seeking ijazat from them and saying to them, if you guys don't mind, can I excuse myself for some time? And they were like, no problem, Hazrat. And we all assume that maybe he's gone to freshen up, he's gone to take some rest, but he taken his plate with him and he went to sit amongst the poor, Mu'asab. Can you imagine what an andaz is this, that Amir al-Sunnah takes his plate and he goes and sits with the poor people, Huzur.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
He even feeds them with his own hands.
Allahu Akbar.
Unko lukme bhi khila rahe hain. Unki to Eid hi hai, mashallah, Mu'asab. Sabki Eid hai. Everyone was actually shocked to see his andaz and style of how he feeds them with his hands and asks them questions and given them gifts and tuhfa, subhanallah, warm their hearts, Mu'asab, to such a level that many of those brothers who sat with Amir al-Sunnah, subhanallah, being astounded to see his personality and his andaz, they came closer to Dawat Islami, Mu'asab. Subhanallah, many of them joined our causes, many of them through his akhlaq became so close that they even joined Dars-e-Nizami, Mu'asab.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Many of them even graduated, if not here in South Africa, then definitely in other parts of the world. In every part of the world, Mu'asab, where there's Dawud Islam, you see people of this nature.
Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, we just read about the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and sit with the poor. And here we seeing the real life example of the enactment of that hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, implementation of that hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So this is how our pious predecessors,
definitely, Mu'asab,
the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are there, but the true implementation and the manifestation of it in action is, alhamdulillah, is seen in our pious predecessors.
No, Mu'asab, if you look at the statements of the pious predecessors, like for example, Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, the blessed and beloved wife of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is of course the mother of the believers, she says, to adopt humility is the greatest act of worship, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, the greatest act of worship. So even in worship, whether it's salah, whether it's charity, whether it's hajj, whether it's recitation of the Qur'an Pak, all of these actions, what makes it go successful, Mu'asab, is to have humility within your ibadah as well. And if a person has no humility as he is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, then this will result to many other situations, dear viewers, such as pride could enter his heart, for he's making sajda, he's making ruku with so much of khushu and khuzu to show maybe with the musallis. And on the day of Qiyamah, such a person who read salah for others, who adopted humility in salah but to show others, who adopted humility in charity but for others, who adopted humility and humbleness in his acts of worship but not for the sake of Allah. Because the hadith is, ma tawadha'a ahadun lillah. The one who adopts humility for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of public, for the sake of name and fame, for the sake of getting the wows and wonders from the people, and people are going to say, wow, what a humble man. No. مَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ. The one who adopts humility for the sake of Allah. What happens in return? Allah Azza wa Jalla will elevate his status. Allah Azza wa Jalla will increase his ranks for him. Allah will elevate his maqam for him, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So we learn from this, from the pious predecessors. Hazrat Hassan Basri, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha stated actually, when you exit your home and when you meet Muslims, you should consider him to be better than yourself, Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. And he says thereafter, if you consider him to be better than you, this is humility. This is humility. So you're driving your car, you met somebody, you saw someone driving next to you, he could be driving a lesser valuable car than you. Maybe yours is 10 folds more expensive than him. But it's not about the car that explains the maqam and the station and the status of the driver. The driver's status is actually identified through his heart,
Subhanallah.
Not through the car. The one who dwells in a lavish home, his maqam and status and his excellence and the standards of excellence is not measured with his house, how many meters and how many square meters his home is, but rather how rich is his heart. And how humble is he in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is what's seen and what's witnessed. We have come to the end of the program, Muasab, and we, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, thank all the viewers of Madani Channel who heard and who watched our program for today. We have taught and we have learned how to become humble. We have learned from the life of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Become humble. There's blessings in it. You will enjoy becoming humble, dear viewers. No one can actually put you down. Jo banda apne aap ko girata hai, phir usko kon gira sakta hai, Muasab? Allahu Akbar. As the poet says, humne khud ko gira diya hai waha. The one who lowers himself, the one who drops himself down before anyone can drop him down. So phir ab usko mazid kaun gira sakta hai? He has already lowered himself down. So you don't need to stoop for other people. When you lower yourself, it's only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and for the right and jais reasons, Muasab, as well at the same time, without flattering, without showing other people because of their money you actually humble yourself. No, it's only for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Muasab, shukran for joining us, Muasab. In few seconds, can Muasab, inshallah, give us some parting words, Muasab?
Yeah, as Muasab has mentioned in the beginning, that on one hand we have humility, and on the other hand we have the opposite of it, which is arrogance and pride and boastfulness. And as it is known in principles that al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi al-dadiha, that things are recognized by the opposites.
Right.
You know, water is recognized in contrast to fire. So in that sense, and in this regard, we have the examples of those nations that used to regard themselves as high and mighty. Mm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perished them with light wind. Namrud, who was the king of the entire world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to die through what? Through a mosquito. People of elephant, you know, Abraha and his army, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished them. Those were the people of elephant. He finished them with small birds.
That actually released pebbles from their hand and beat Muasab. Allahu Akbar.
So small, tiny pebbles perished the entire army of elephants.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. This is the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually a lesson for us to learn, that if we try to boast whatever little that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And when His justice comes, will be put down very bad. So let's lower ourselves now.
Kya baat hai,
instead of later, inshallah.
MashaAllah, shukran Muasab for this amazing and beautiful Madani pearls, that we should lower ourselves now before it's too late, dear viewers. Before we face any sort of disappointment in terms of because of arrogance. Arrogance will actually make a person disappointed, Muasab. Pride will land a person into that point at one stage in his life, whereas he would lose everything he has. So humble yourself now, so that inshallah azza wa jalla we could actually taste our worship, so we can have the taste and the lazzat of the ibadat which we perform for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, dear viewers. And now we seek your ijazah as well. Keep watching the upcoming programs of Madani Channel. Until next time, keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of